Hi, this is Cheryl, and in our Chair of Joy experience today, we'll be talking about financial worries. It's natural to have financial concerns and worries from time to time. However, it's important to try not to let these concerns consume you and prevent you from finding joy in other areas of your life. Here are a few suggestions that may help. Focus on what you can control. After all, nothing else really matters. Or you can try to create a budget or reduce your expenses. Practicing gratitude helps tremendously. Taking time to appreciate the things that you have rather than dwelling on what you don't really makes a difference. Seek support if financial worries are causing you a lot of stress, and consider seeking support from a trusted friend, a family member, or even a financial advisor. Find joy in non-material things. These might include spending time with loved ones, pursuing a hobby, when's the last time you took out that paintbrush, or any other interests like golfing or gardening. Maybe you can volunteer or give back to the community. Be aware of how you think and talk about your finances and use positive, empowering language. Say what it is that you want. And sitting in your chair of joy is a good place to start to try to envision all the things that are already working. Let's give it a try. I want you to find a chair of joy that feels really good for you right now. So where is your chair of joy? You can pick a new one today if you want, something special in a new spot, something exciting, maybe in a future city or place or event. And I want you to sit back into that chair of joy, and I want you to acknowledge what's going on around you. Pay attention to the sights and the sounds and the smells. What do you see and feel? And sit back again in that chair and let your body just sink into the safety of this chair. Nothing else matters other than this moment right now. And I'd love for you to take a few deep breaths with me now. Deep breath in. And again. Take a couple of more deep breaths. You can pause here if you want to spend a little bit more time, but just let those financial worries go. They too will come and go, and this will pass. Let it fall to the wayside and begin to celebrate what you have. Now I'd like to have you think about a moment of joy that feels good around this subject. When your situation about your finances felt wonderful. Where were you? What were you doing? How were you thinking? Who was in your life? What was important to you at that time? Let that joyful moment bubble up inside of you as if it was a movie that you could step into. Play it out fully. How can you expand this memory to bring even more ease and flow into your day today? And finally, I want you to feel that moment from your head to your toe. Bring this joy, this moment, this idea, this feeling of release into your entire body. You might want to tap the top of your head or let your feet just go up and down a little bit. Let yourself be grounded and let this good, easy feeling of freedom inspire some new energy to move through your body around this topic. And just stay here as long as you'd like. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes. And I want you to just kind of pay attention to how you're feeling now compared to where you were when we started. And I want you to envision all the possibilities and let yourself shift out of worry and return to a greater ease and joy place. Let these good feelings lead you through the rest of your day.